makers of Post Toasties, the wake-up food, present Joe E. Brown.
Joey Brown, that's swell fella Joey Brown. Post Toasting on the air tonight. And Joe make you laugh, 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 laugh.
Yes, another Radio Shambles with Joey Brown, featuring Gil and Demling with Margaret McRae, Paula Winslow as Jill, yours truly, Don Wilson, Harry Sosnick in his orchestra, and here's the star of our show, Joey Brown.
Hello, folks.
Well, Joe, I understand that you're going to New York at the end of this month for the world premiere of your new picture, $1,000 a Touchdown.
Yes,
is that right?
And the World Series, Don. Of course, that's your picture, too.
Well, I guess that's right, too, Joe. Are you driving, by the way?
No. I'm taking the train. That car of mine has a shimmy that I can't get rid of. You know how a dog wags its tail every time it sees a bone?
Well, of course, Joe, but what's that got to do with your car?
Well, every time my car sees a gasoline station, it wags its rumble seat. Don, as long as you're going east, too, why don't we travel together?
But, Joe, I'm not going east. Whatever in the world gave you that idea?
Well, it's right here in the newspaper, Don. Come here, look. It says, where? Naval Air Base, Lakehurst, New Jersey. Navy expecting huge blimp from California.
Okay, Joe, okay. I can take it, I guess. Well, anyway, I hope you have a pleasant trip, Joe. And meanwhile, what's on tap for the program tonight?
Well, tonight, we've had Onyx in the play tonight. And that reminds me, by the way, I want to speak to Ray, our sound effects man.
Yes, Joe, I have noticed that he's been sulking a bit lately. What's he so sore about, anyway?
Oh, well, you know how those sound effects men are, Don. Seems some other sound effects man stole his thunder.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, but where is Ray? Have you seen anything of his whereabouts?
Are you looking for my whereabouts, Joe?
Yes, Ray, I am.
Well, they're not here. I sent them to the laundry. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No, but I'm working on it.
That's just what I wanted to say to you, Ray. You're not working at all.
Well, I've kept my nose to the grindstone all week.
Yeah, well, from the looks of your head, the grindstone slipped and ground a little too high.
What did you say?
You can work on that, too. Now, get back to your sound effects. Come on.
I was afraid you'd ask me that. I forgot them. But don't worry, I can do them vocally.
Vocally?
Sure, you tell a story, and I'll do the sound effects with my mouth.
Okay, but it better be good. Here we go. How well I remember when I was a barefoot boy. 'Twas April, and all of San Pedro seemed to mirror the tender loveliness of spring. Beautiful spring.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
What's that?
The spring squeak.
How I love to go to the barn and milk my favorite cow, Old Bess.
Moo, moo, squirt, squirt. And a nickel back in the bottle.
Then came the wanderlust, a mad yearning for travel. And I saddled my horse and rode away.
1, 2, 3, clump. 1, 2, 3, clump. 1, 2, 3, clump.
Hey, wait a minute. What kind of a horse is that?
He's got a wooden leg.
How the noise of the big city thrilled my ear. Yeah. The big city thrilled my ear. Anyway, how the noise of the big city thrilled my ear. I say the noise of the big city thrilled my ear.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're working on it? Ray, my little pixie, there comes a time in a man's life when everything looks dark. He loses a job. He gets sick, and there seems to be no relief.
No what?
No relief. Relief. You know what relief is.
Yes.
Well, from now on, you're working on it.
Now that the kids are back in school, football is in the headlines, and there's a keen nip in the morning air, I bet you've all begun to realize that fall is really here. Well, fall is a grand time to brighten up the family's breakfast with something everybody will enjoy. A brimming bowl full of swell-tasting Post Toasties. These appetizing oven-toasted cornflakes are delightfully crisp. Their wonderful flavor is just downright delicious. And say, Post Toasties are packed with food energy to help you start these glorious fall days right. And don't forget, most grocers are selling Post Toasties today at a price below that of any other nationally advertised cornflakes. So tomorrow, ask your grocer for Post Toasties, the wake-up food. Harry Sosnick and the Post Toasties Orchestra present one of the many grand tunes from The Wizard of Oz. It's Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Old witch,
the wicked old witch,
ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes
and get out of bed.
Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go, below, below, below.
Oh,
let's open up the gates and sing. Ring the bell up, ding dong, the merry-o. Swing it high, swing it low. Let them know the wicked old witch is dead.
Tonight, folks, we are going to be
Well, greetings, chum. I understand you're going to New York for the premiere of your picture, $1,000 a touchdown.
Yes, sir, and the World Series, of course.
Oh, of course.
Have you and Demling decided to come along, I'm afraid?
No, Joe. You see, we're merely looking out for your welfare. We bought your tickets for you. Here they are.
Well, thanks.
Great letter,
that's very nice of you.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Huh?
These tickets are only good from the Union Depot to the Los Angeles city limits.
Oh, well, think nothing of it, chum. Once you get to the Los Angeles city limits, you can walk to New York in an hour.
You know, on second thought, Joe, I don't think you should go to New York at all.
No. Why?
Well, think of all the confidence men they have there. And think of all the beautiful girls.
I am.
Oh, but those beautiful girls are liable to turn your head.
Do they really have lots of beautiful girls there?
Oh, well, certainly. In New York, beautiful girls are a drug on the market.
Yeah? Take a look at a dope fiend.
Well, Joe, to convince you that New York is not the place for you, we're going to show you actual pictures of the pitfalls that beset a young man in a great city, Joseph.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, if you'll just go down there and take a seat in the audience, we'll show you the most soul-stirring drama ever seen by human eye.
Well, okay, I'll sit down there in the first row, but this better be good or you'll hear from me.
Just make yourself comfortable. Everything will be under control. Nice room. Picture number one. We find the young and tender husband leaving his dear wife to seek his fortune in the city. It's early morning, and he's through packing. His wife is just closing the bags under his eyes. A little earlier that morning, she just closed one of his eyes. Next picture, please. And now we find the young man huddled in his seat on a train.
Suddenly, the train lurches.
Yes.
Two girls lose their balance. They fall in his lap.
Yes.
Horrors. What shall our poor young man do?
Ah, but he is the soul of honor. He looks at the two young ladies on his lap and says sternly, "Look here. One of you dames will have to get off." Picture number three.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank. My wife found that picture on me and made me burn it.
Okay.
Picture number four.
Ah, yes. Here is our young man of the pure heart in the city now. Mm. And does he go to a wretched burlesque show? No, he is in church. He doesn't have any extra buttons, so he puts a zipper in the collection box. Picture five, please.
He walks and walks.
Yes.
He has no job.
No job.
He sits on the steps of the public library counting pigeons when he is accosted by a city slicker. The slicker tells him it would cost a dollar for every pigeon he counted.
And then?
He gives the slicker $14.
Gad, what a swindle.
Sure was. He'd already counted over 50 pigeons.
Sorry. You seem to be a pleasant moron, Willie. I think I could have a lot of fun ignoring you.
Sorry, Chum. That was my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I rub a little snow on your bald spot? I want to make a ski jump for a grasshopper.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Next picture.
Back in his room, our hero pens a cheery note to the little woman. Dearest, he says, and I quote, New York is amazing. Today I visited the Brooklyn Bridge and saw the spot where a man shoved his wife into the river. Wish you were here. Next picture, please.
He meets a woman.
Oh.
Ah, now we have it.
Yes.
A city racket. She intends to bewitch him, insure him, kill and collect. She promises him a cherry phosphate if he will but kiss her. But what shall he do?
Her siren gaze fastens upon him, and then I can't go on with it.
Oh, buck up. Doggy does it, old chap.
Rather. Muddle through, old chap.
Rather. Gentleman's code, old chap.
Rather. Honor of the regiment, old chap.
Quite.
Quite.
Quote.
Unquote.
Quite.
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 Fire!
What's the matter, Joe? For
no
heaven...
No, it won't do at all.
It won't?
Absolutely no good.
Oh,
now, but look,
whiz.
Joe, we just wanted to show you what terrible deception there is in a big city.
Certainly.
You should stay in Hollywood.
Absolutely, Joe, where the deception is shocking in New York. Now, for instance, there's nothing Dutch about the Holland Tunnel. Columbus was never within miles of Columbus Circle. And Times Square happens to be a triangle.
Yeah, well, we've got about the same thing here.
What do you mean?
After all, the Brown Derby isn't a hat. There aren't any hills in Beverly Hills, and you can't eat post toasties out of a Hollywood bowl. Me for New York. Now scram.
So long,
so long,
Sam.
So long, Sam. I'm glad that I'm rid of those crackpots. Oh, it's Blanche. Hello, Blanche.
Gee, I want to congratulate you on your picture preview. Look, the New York Times has your kisses spread all over the front page.
My picture?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see it. That's swell. Oh, Blanche, that's not my face. That's a picture of a Holland Tunnel. All I get from you is insults.
Well, you don't have to worry about me much longer. I'm going on a vacation. I'm going to New York myself. Do you think I can get around in that dangerous traffic?
You're from Los Angeles and you ask that?
I guess all a pedestrian has got to do is just be calm and collected.
Well, I don't know. A friend of mine went through traffic yesterday. He was calm and he's still being collected. Are you driving to New York, Blanche?
Yeah, I'm going with my brother and his wife.
Oh, I didn't know your brother was married.
Well, he ain't been married long. He was a bachelor the best part of his life.
Sister, no matter when a man marries, he's a bachelor the best part of his life.
Oh, you men think you've been taking a beating ever since it all began, don't you? Just because poor Adam had no one to take his part.
Oh, it wasn't so bad for Adam. After all, Eve came out on his side. Is that a longy? Well, but just the same, are the three of you, just the three of you going, you, your wife, and his brother?
Well...
You, your brother, and his wife?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, my brother and his wife. His folks are going, too. You know, his outlaws.
You mean his in-laws?
Well, what's the difference?
I see what you mean. But outlaws are different from in-laws, Blanche. An outlaw will take what you've got just once and then quit.
Working with Joe at Paramount and his new picture, $1,000 a Touchdown, I had the opportunity, of course, to chat with Martha Ray, who co-stars in the picture with our Joe. During the conversation, Martha said, You know, Don, a busy day ahead is my cue for post toasties at breakfast. They're my wake-up food because they help me start the day right. And post toasties are my favorite cornflakes because they're so crisp and good to eat. Well, I told Martha Ray that people just about everywhere agree with her. And if you have Post Toasties for breakfast tomorrow, you'll see what I mean. Because Post Toasties are made of choice sun-ripened corn. Every crisply toasted cornflake is rich in food energy and partially dextrinized for easy, complete digestion. Post Toasties are light, not heavy, yet cram full of food energy to set you up for the morning. No wonder Post Toasties are called the wake-up food. So have some for breakfast tomorrow. Post Toasties, the wake-up food. Our charming Post Toastie songstress, Margaret McRae, sings, Are You Having Any Fun?
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do so, can you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. And the old gray mare down home has gotta have hay. Are you having any fun? Oh, you'll never live forever. But before you're old and gray and still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun. Hey, fella with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fella eating milk and crackers. I'll ask you one question, you silly so-and-so. With all your dough, are you having any fun? And what you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Better have a little fun, 'cause you'll never live forever. But before you're old and gray and still okay, have your little fun, son. You better have a little fun.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I repeat, our little theater off the Alcatraz rock pile presents a stirring newspaper drama entitled Bugtown. I will portray the character of Onyx, intrepid colored reporter, and will be supported by Gillen Demling of the Pismo Beach Kitty Review and an all-star cast players direct from the Winter Garden Sky Room Theater, East Yonkers. The scene opens in the editorial room of the Bugtown News.
Riley, send Frank Gill in here at once.
Yes, seems right outside. Oh, Mr. Gill?
Yeah. I've got a big job for you, Gill.
Yeah?
Where's your assistant?
Well, I fired him. He disgraced us. I sent him to report the big football game and told him to sit on the coach's bench.
Well?
He thought I said wench.
Well, I just got word that the police have surrounded Killer Spumoni.
Too late.
The police have surrounded Killer Spumoni in the deserted shack in the country.
Yeah?
I want you to get out there and report the job.
Okay, but I'll have to have an assistant.
All right. Riley. Yeah. Send in that applicant who's been waiting.
Come in, please. Yes, sir. Here he is. Fit as a fiddle and bow-legged as a piano. Onyx California Driver Brown.
Onyx California Driver Brown?
Yeah.
Well, how did you ever get California Driver in your name?
Well, sir, on account of when I was born, my father took one look at me and didn't know which way to turn.
So you want a newspaper job, huh?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what kind of work have you been doing?
Well, sir, up until recent, I was manager of a laundry.
Oh, really? And what made you give up managing a laundry?
Well, see, she divorced me.
Oh, I see.
Now, of course, in a way, the mutual divorce was mutual.
Well, that sounds highly interesting. Proceed.
Well, up until the time the union got strong, my wife used to kiss me every day.
She did?
Yes. But when the union came in, she cut me down to 3 days and put on another man.
Well, all right, Gil, get going. This is an important case. Spumoni's one of the biggest crooks in the country, and he's wanted in Los Angeles.
Oh, really? I didn't know they needed any more crooks in Los Angeles. Well, come on, Onyx, let's go.
Yeah, here we go, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, you is going powerful fast, ain't you?
Yeah, I know, but keep your eye peeled for speed cops, Onyx. I don't want a cop to pass me and flag me down.
Yeah, you don't have to worry none about passing in his car. Nobody's going to do that.
No?
No, sir, I done fixed it.
Oh, you did? Well, how did you manage it?
Well, sir, I just put a sign on the back end which says, pass at your own risk. Wife driving. That'll stop him, boss.
Yeah, that'll stop him.
Hey, hey, boss.
Yeah.
Boss, is this man a very tough man, this one we're going after, this Spumoni?
I'll tell you, Onyx, he's the toughest man in the country.
Yeah? Man, he ought to tangle with my ex-wife.
Your ex-wife? Was she tough?
Tough? Yeah. Boss, she was so tough that a cyclone had to get a permit before it could go through the house. Woo! Yes, sir. She was really belligerent.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tough.
Yeah, well, it looks like we is out in the country at last.
Yeah, but how can you tell?
Well, we ain't hitting so many pedestrians.
Onyx, quiet.
Yeah.
There it is. There's the shack now. It looks like we got here before the cops.
Mm. So what?
So what? Well, just think. We might be able to capture Spumoni ourselves.
So what?
You might even do it without getting shot.
So what?
So I'll stay out here and you go inside.
So long.
Now, wait a minute, Onyx. Wait a minute.
What?
You're not afraid, are you?
Afraid?
Yes.
Well, no, not exactly, but I wish I had on Don Wilson's pants.
Well, why?
Because there's more room to shake in, that's all. Wow.
Onyx, I'm ashamed of you. How would you like to hear people say what a coward's life he lived?
Well, that's much better than not being able to hear the preacher say how brave he died.
Listen, I've had enough of this. Onyx? Get in there.
Get in? You mean go on in?
You go right in and right now.
Okay, boss, but it's a half-hearted gesture.
Go ahead.
Here goes nothing.
All right, come on in, golden boy.
No, thanks. I think I'd just as soon stay on the house.
Come in!
I'll then.
I'll stick him up.
You mean he wants me to put up my hand?
Stick him up!
Day's up. You see, would you all mind taking that big gat out of my ribs?
Brother, you ain't seen my gat. I use this little thing on small fry like you. Why, this little thing ain't nothing but a baby gat.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but I've seen plenty of gats. But that ain't no gittin'.
Now, just a minute, Eight Ball.
Eight Ball?
You must have a little cash on you. Hand it over.
Well, all I got here is 80 cents. Guess I don't get me no dinner now.
Well, I guess that's pretty cheap. Holding you up for 80 cents.
Yeah.
I'll only keep half.
Yeah.
Here's 40 cents back. Remorse is gnawing at me conscience.
Is that so? Well, okay, thanks, boss. And when it starts gnawing again, you can send me the balance. Now, if you don't mind, you can point that cannon in some direction in which I ain't.
Oh, scared, huh?
Yeah, no.
I didn't think any man would have the knife to come after killer Spumoni single-handed.
Oh, I ain't exactly scared, boss. My nerves is as calm and smooth as a soft, sweet waltz.
Yeah?
But my knees is definitely rumber. Boss, maybe you won't mind if I sort of regains my discomposure by smoking on one of my quota cigars.
Quota cigars? What you giving me? You mean you pay 2 bits for that rope?
No. My boss, he smokes 3/4 and then I smokes 1/4.
Well, okay, go ahead and smoke. But it's gonna take more than that to calm you down when I get through with yous.
Buddy, you ain't gonna scare me no more than I have been scared.
Yeah?
Yeah. Once I was calling on a hen house and the farmer caught me. Oh, boy, was I scared.
What makes you think that's the most you could be scared?
Well, I must have been scared, because when that farmer grabbed me by the arm, he looked me right smack dab in the face and he said, "What are you doing here, white boy?"
Waiting for Joe and Jill, let me remind you that Post Toasties are tops in taste among corn cereals. Crisp, refreshing, delicious, famous for flavor. Another thing, Post Toasties are light, not heavy, yet rich in food energy to help you through crowded morning hours. And Post Toasties are economical, because most grocers sell them today for less than any other nationally advertised cornflakes. So try Post Toasties. See if you don't agree that for flavor, food energy, and low price, there's no better breakfast cereal anywhere than Post Toasties. Tomorrow, ask your grocer for the big economical yellow and red box of Post Toasties, the wake-up food. Now for the boy Joe and his sweetheart, Jill.
Joey, dear, how could you be so natural in that underworld play tonight without knowing anything about gangsters?
Ah, that's easy. I had a job one summer as a cashier in a police station.
Well, a cashier in a police station?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I counted the coppers as they came in. You know, Jeff, the character Spumoni in the play tonight was based on a real-life character. He was a tough one, all right.
Well, was he really as crooked as he seemed in the story?
Crooked? Spumoni was so crooked he had to screw his socks on. They finally got him and sent him to the penitentiary.
Well, Joey, did Spumoni ever get out?
Oh, yeah. He was sentenced to 10 years, but he got out in 9.
Oh, how could he ever do that?
Made up a year in summer school.
You know, Joey.
What?
I don't care anything about gangsters or policemen or public enemies. You're the only one that matters to me because I love you.
Better than bubblegum?
Better than bubblegum. You're the public sweetheart number one that's a prisoner of love forever in the solitary confinement of my heart.
Gosh.
Joey, dear, you know something?
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, I was passing a store window today and I saw something that I hope you'll buy for me someday.
What was it, Jill?
Well, it's something that makes every woman's hand look just a little bit lovelier. Something that makes a woman feel closer to the man she loves. When I'm washing dishes, it won't seem like a task at all, because I can look down and see your lovely gift.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even when I'm washing your shirts and socks, I won't mind, because I can look at my hand and see the thing that made it possible for me to wash your socks and your shirt. It'll be a lovely gift, Joey.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean, don't you, Joey?
Yeah.
What?
Rubber gloves.
With my pals. Listen, boys and girls. Every once in a while, children are tempted to dash off to school without enough breakfast. I hope you don't. Eat a good breakfast and be sure to have a bowl of Post Toasties. Those delicious cornflakes are chock full of food energy to help you through the morning. And of course, every Post Toasties box has those swell Walt Disney cutouts. Now, here's another thing. After you get to school, work at your studies and work hard. That's the only way you'll ever amount to anything. Don't expect to get anywhere sitting around waiting for someone else to do the work for you. Remember, as old Chinese philosopher once say, only thing that ever comes to him who waits is whiskers. Good night.
Joey Brown, just well a fellow Joey Brown.
Daylight saving time adds Sunday, September 24th. If your community has been on standard time right along, this program will reach you 1 hour later. Otherwise, tune in next week as usual. This is Don Wilson saying goodnight for the makers of Post Toasties, The Wake Up Food. Heard on tonight's program was Are You Having Any Fun? From George White's Scandal. The Joey Brown program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.